time for your weekly medical briefing with Dr. John Raymond, President and CEO of the Medical College of Wisconsin. Dr. Raymond, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, good afternoon, Julia.
So today we're going to be talking to our listeners who have heard about type 1 and type 2 diabetes probably, but according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, more than 34 million Americans have diabetes, but the actual number might be much higher. Dr. Raymond, can you please explain the difference between type 1 and type 2 diabetes?
Yeah, thank you so much for the question, Julia. Really, really important. So type 1 and type 2 diabetes are the only officially accepted types of diabetes mellitus, but that actually might be changing. So let me start by describing type 1 diabetes. That's caused by a deficiency of insulin, and it usually starts in childhood. And so with these very low insulin levels, it almost always requires insulin replacement. And type 1 diabetes is thought to be caused by an autoimmune process that damages the specialized beta cells in the pancreas, which are the ones that produce insulin. Type 2 diabetes is actually caused by tissue resistance to insulin. So the pancreas makes normal and sometimes even high levels of insulin, but the tissues can't respond to them. So the pancreas is fine, it can manufacture insulin, but the body's not able to use that insulin effectively, even when the insulin levels are high. And this usually occurs in middle age, and it's associated with obesity, a sedentary lifestyle, family history, high blood pressure, and abnormal cholesterol levels. And also gestational diabetes, or diabetes that occurs transiently during pregnancy, can be a risk factor for later developing type 2 diabetes.
Okay, then, Dr. Raymond, we've recently read that the International Diabetes Federation suggested that there should be a new classification called type 5 diabetes. Is that true? Please explain.
Yeah, thank you so much. It is true that the International Diabetes Federation, which is one of the largest international diabetes-focused organizations, encourage doctors and other diabetes organizations to adopt a new category of diabetes, which they call type 5 diabetes, and that was in April of this year. So I want to make sure everybody knows it's important to know this is simply a suggestion and that other organizations like the World Health Organization would need to agree by consensus with this new category. So what is type 5 diabetes? Their proposal is that type 5 diabetes should be used to refer specifically to malnutrition-related diabetes, which is believed to be a distinct form of severe insulin deficiency diabetes that arises from chronic undernutrition in childhood or adolescence. So there are subtle but important differences that might distinguish type 5 diabetes from type 1 diabetes. Both of them have low insulin levels, but rather than being caused by autoimmune disease like type 1, type 5 is really specifically related to malnutrition. It is interesting, though, this may or may not be relevant in the U.S. because this type of diabetes is much more prevalent in low-resource countries in Africa and Asia than it is in the U.S., and it is estimated to impact about 25 million people worldwide. And it's also sort of come to light recently because there are concerns that this might be one of the long-term effects of the Gaza conflict, in which there are many reports of children starving. So it's really interesting. The history of this type of diabetes was initially described in 1955 in Jamaica by a British physician named Philip Hugh Jones, who noticed the onset of diabetes in malnourished young patients.
Wow.
What was really peculiar to him is that these patients never developed a dangerous complication of type 1 diabetes, which is called ketoacidosis, and they needed a lot less insulin than we would expect for type 1 diabetes. Then in 1985, the World Health Organization actually officially recognized this type of diabetes, but then they reversed course in 1999, saying that at the time there just wasn't sufficient evidence to pin the cause on protein deficiency or malnutrition.
Wow. This is, wow, I didn't even think about, you know, the Gaza conflict coming forward and type 5 diabetes being connected. So there's a proposal to add a malnutrition-associated diabetes as type 5 diabetes, in addition to the more commonly accepted type 1 and type 2. So, Dr. Raymond, what happened to type 3 and type 4 diabetes? Why were they skipped?
Yeah, it's a great question, and they weren't skipped. There actually are several proposed unofficial categories of type 3 and type 4 diabetes. These are primarily used to describe research populations rather than as a medical diagnostic tool. So one of them for type 3 is gestational diabetes or diabetes associated with pregnancy. There's another form that's caused by damage to the pancreas, say from cancer or trauma, rather than autoimmunity or starvation. And then another type 3 is associated specifically with insulin resistance that occurs in the brain, and this has been proposed to be associated with Alzheimer's disease. Again, these are just research categories, not official medical diagnostic categories. And then there is a designation called type 4 diabetes. Again, not officially recognized, but it's a term used by some researchers to describe age-related insulin resistance that happens primarily in elderly, thin, non-obese patients.
Dr. Raymond, it's really interesting because I just lost my mother-in-law to Alzheimer's yesterday night.
And I'm so sorry.
Thank you. So, you know, it's interesting to me, the association of diabetes and Alzheimer's, is that still being studied?
It is being studied, and there does appear to be a specific link, but we don't know all the details yet. But it makes sense. If the brain is not able to metabolize glucose properly, then you can have inflammation, and that could exacerbate the march forward of Alzheimer's disease.
So, Dr. Raymond, what is the bottom line about these various forms of diabetes?
Yeah, thank you so much. The bottom line is the categories of type 1 and type 2 diabetes are still relevant for most patients that have diabetes. Type 1 is an insulin-deficient diabetes that starts generally in childhood or adolescence and requires lifelong insulin treatment or an insulin pump. Type 2 is associated with aging, mostly middle-aged, and lifestyle, like sedentary lifestyle, obesity, family history, high blood pressure. These categories are very useful for guiding physicians and other providers in prescribing the right types of medicine and lifestyle changes.
Okay, Dr. Raymond, do you have good news?
I do. First of all, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and I know we've talked about breast cancer on the show before, so I would encourage all women to get screening on the advice of their physicians and other healthcare providers. But there are also some interesting observances for today. Today is National Forgiveness and Happiness Day, so forgive and be happy. It's also You Matter to Me Day. And then finally, for people that love food, today is National Taco Day. So have a taco to celebrate.
Oh, very nice. What kind of taco do you like, Dr. Raymond?
I like ground turkey tacos.
You do? Okay, that's the most popular. I like carne asada. All right.
Very nice.
And I appreciate you. How about that?
And I appreciate you too, Julia. Thank you so much.
He's the president and CEO of the Medical College of Wisconsin. Talk to you next week, doctor. Thank you so much.
Have a good day. Thanks.